Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for today is taken from the Gospel written by St. John, chapter 6, verses 60 to 69. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Based on this text, our sermon theme is Wonderful Words of Life. There is an old verse that children often say to each other in an effort to show that they cannot be hurt by being called by inappropriate names. "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me." The truth is, words, whether they are spoken out of hatred and anger or out of compassion and love, are very powerful, and they do affect the way we feel about ourselves and others. Oh, how you and I love to hear endearing words from our loved ones, from which bring joy and happiness to our life. However, as children of God, you and I have the misconception that Jesus only speaks words that makes us happy and guarantee our material blessings. In our text this morning, Jesus says many things which we as his followers find hard to accept and even harder to put into practice in our life. There are many of us gathered here for worship today who find words of Jesus hard to understand and even harder to hear, because they cut straight through to our heart, confronting us in our sin. The writer of the book of Hebrews says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." But that is not all the words of Jesus, our Savior, are able to do. Jesus' words are also wonderfully unique, because they also impart the healing power of God's love for our life, now and for all eternity. In today's sermon text, Peter boldly confesses in verses 68 and 69, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." However, Peter's beautiful confession of faith in these two verses were not the words that we found on the lips of all of Jesus' disciples. In verse 66, John tells us, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." This verse literally means that many of the disciples went away from the things Jesus was teaching them, back to the things that had occupied them before, their common everyday affairs. This is not as strange as what it might initially sounds like. Don't you and I also often stray from the presence of God when we are enticed by the sinful desires of our flesh? When God's word cut us to the heart and offend us, we are also tempted to forsake our faith relationship with Jesus and listen to the lies of Satan and the world that tells we can have a fulfilled life without Christ. In verses 57 and 58, Jesus said, "As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as your forefathers ate and died. He who eats of this bread will live forever." Many of Jesus' disciples said to themselves, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" The background behind the grumbling of Jesus' followers started back in verses 30 and 31, when many of the 5,000 who had been fed asked Jesus, "What miraculous sign will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" We need to understand that majority of the early disciples of Jesus were Jewish. Therefore, the thought of eating his flesh and drinking his blood was doubtless shocking to most of them. The words which Jesus spoke concerning himself were objectionable to his hearers and hard to believe. Jesus' disciples also found the words of Jesus impossible to accept and believe because they put an end to their hopes and plans concerning Jesus. These disciples wanted Jesus to become their bread king and to provide them with their daily physical bread. But they strongly objected when Jesus called himself the bread of life which came down from heaven, whose flesh they must eat and whose blood they must drink for eternal life. Just as some of Jesus' disciples found it hard to accept Jesus' words, we also find the words of Jesus hard to accept. Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." These are tough words for you and I to hear, because they challenge us to go against the way we often treat other people. We are often quick to judge and condemn a person by their outer appearance and their life circumstances. St. James, in chapter 3 of his book, identifies the deadly power of our tongue to judge and condemn others. He writes, "So the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is unrighteous, staining the whole body. No human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who are made in the likeness of God." God does not appoint you or me to be a judge over others and to condemn them, but to bring the light of God's grace into their lives. God gives to you and me his words, which impart the forgiveness of sins and promise of eternal life. God speaks to us in tender words of love and compassion, not to condemn us, but to give us life. It is God's will and gracious gift to give eternal life to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and trusts in his wonderful words of life. Jesus' wonderful words of life are strength and comfort. In the times when our lives are filled with pain and suffering, in the prophetic words of Isaiah, Isaiah foretold of Jesus' suffering and death for us. "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus Christ rose from the grave and has gone to prepare a place in heaven for us, where there will be no more pain and no more suffering. Our gracious Lord comforts us with his promises of always being with us. He will never leave us or forsake us in this life or in eternity. The Lord speaks to us with the compassionate words of His love for us, reminding us that His love will constantly support, redeem, and restore us throughout our whole life. He says to us, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Thanks be to God for His great and wonderful words, which gives us hope to carry on in this life in spite of those times when we are weak and feel like giving up. Jesus tells us in our text, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." Through the saving faith which our Lord has given us, the Holy Spirit prompts us to follow the words of Jesus. This is because He alone has the words of eternal life. The Lord has drawn us to come to the foot of the cross, to hear the wonderful words which give to us abundant life now and the promise of spending eternity with Him in heaven. The great hymn writer Philip Bliss wrote in his hymn, "Wonderful Word of Life," "Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Wonderful words of life." All praises and thanks be to God for His wonderful, wonderful words of life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.